F is for freedom. Freedom is a sensation. We have only choice. It's almost ludicrous to think of how many men and women have fought and died for the American idea of freedom. A man in a voting booth with a pencil, choosing which box to check. Real freedom, the kind of freedom we are fighting for, is something much grander. It means creating the choices you choose between, for starters. A better illustration is the musician in the act of playing with their companions. In joyous, seemingly effortless cooperation, they actively create the sonic and emotional environment in which they exist, participating thus in the transformation of the world, which will in turn transform them. Take this model and extend it to every moment of our lives. Now that would be real freedom. Nothing is true. Everything is permitted. In the summer of 1999, Crime Think Special Agent Tristan Charanzutha, who had eaten only garbage all year as a consequence of his oath not to participate in, add fuel to, or encourage in any way the economy of world capitalism, was persuaded by one of his lovers to let her treat him to a dinner at an expensive Italian restaurant. In the months before this night, he had nearly starved to death, and living in a city with seductively packaged food leering from every shop window, he had been able to remain faithful to his vow only by constantly browbeating himself with the reminder that any compromise was a capitulation to the system that was starving millions of others. The experience of breaking this ban terrified him, because he wasn't ready for the overwhelming feeling of liberation that surged through him at the moment when he raised his fork. It felt as if the world should end, but it did not. Or rather, the whole world did end, and soundlessly, a new one began, unthinkable, unbearable, in its perfect resemblance to the old one. But now he was eating expensive polenta beside his bitter enemies as if it was nothing. The horrifying possibilities of this world opened again before him, like they had in his youth. The fact that anything could happen, that he could do anything, kill people, leap off buildings, defy any self-regulation or expectation, and he realized with dread that his soul was rejoicing within him, heedless of the disapproval of his conscience. He leaped from his seat and dashed into the streets, and remained pacing them for many hours, agonizing over this rift within himself. At exactly 2 minutes after midnight, he had an epiphany and rushed home to write these notes. Freedom is to be found only in the sensation of acting, of self, and thus world creation. Of the realization through practice, the old saying, nothing is true, everything is permitted. Example, the revolutionary finds freedom in the experience of totally transforming society and thereby making himself, not simply in the removal of restrictive forces. To experience this, one must be capable of doing anything at any time. Remember the story of Achilles and the tortoise. The tortoise asks Achilles, are you free, Achilles? And Achilles responds, of course I am free. I am Achilles, a god among men, and free men at that. I can do anything I want. So, queries the tortoise, could you kill me? Easily, I am Achilles, the invulnerable. Not so, as it turned out, but anyway. Hero of Greek myth and legend, and you are a tortoise. So, kill me, challenges the tortoise, matter-of-factly. But you are my steadfast friend, my bosom companion, my comrade. I could never kill you, protests Achilles. Exactly, whispers the tortoise suggestively, and Achilles shudders. The moral is that in a situation where all meaning is already attributed, freedom is irrelevant, for all your possible actions are already determined. Freedom is to be found only in new spaces, in the brand new moments when fresh elements come into play and you have to create yourself from scratch. One must remain in practice if one is to be a revolutionary. One must constantly destroy and recreate the self, must push limits and break every rule and limitation. Thus, the otherwise inexplicable affection so many freedom lovers have had for the Marquis de Sade, just as Jane E. wrote in her pamphlet on hypocrisy. The problem with all of this is that the exercise of total freedom is bound to conflict with your own desires. In addition to feeling the sensation of freedom from all constraints and having healthy food in my stomach, I also really do never desire to compromise with those motherfuckers, never to treat any animal or dairy products as if they were food, never to give them my money or anyone else's. The answer to all of this, of course, is simply that we must create a world in which everything that is possible is also desirable, so that such a thing as sin will no longer even be conceivable, and that there will be no reason for guilt, no possibility of hypocrisy or conflict between desires. In the utopia our revolution, mythically speaking now, should create, anything will be possible, and good, for our hearts demand nothing less than total freedom. I shouldn't have to resist anything, any temptation. Therefore, I must make a world of temptation without shame. A world empty of meat and dairy products and fancy elitist bourgeois restaurants, for example. Hypnotize. Hypnotize.
Reveille, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Reveille is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Reveille broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Reveille.
Thank you. Thank you.